You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of my favorite parts of this gig is getting to see guys realize their dreams come true. Happy to welcome in new Saints linebacker Jalen Ford to the radio huddle. Man, how's your day going, Jalen?
Man, it's going a lot better now. So, you know, I'm excited. The Saints have blessed me with this opportunity, and I'm beyond grateful. You know, on that call, I talked to the GM, I talked to the coaches, and I was fighting back tears. You know, it's just a real surreal moment. You know, it's just hard to put the words, but, you know, just everything that I've worked for, finally, you know, being accomplished, and, you know, much more to go out there and achieve. But, you know, this is a start, and I'm really excited on my next journey.
Want to let you know about my crew here that's been covering the draft. We got former Saints running back Deuce McAllister, our WWL NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier, and the voice Mike Koss joining us. Going to hand you over to Deuce.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you congratulations, and then, you know, tell me, which position of the linebacker spot do you feel the most comfortable playing? And, you know, what do you see yourself being able to add to this roster, to this team?
Yeah, so I'll start off, you know, I've been playing Mike ever since I got to college. So that, I would say that's definitely the one I'm most comfortable with, just because of, you know, how much I've, you know, studied and how much I've, you know, put into that position, and, you know, just working on it. And so I think, you know, Mike is my, you know, my most comfortable position, but with my mindset, my mentality, I feel like I can, you know, play wherever the coaches want me to. Cause you know, I think I learned a lot of football, and I've just become a student of the game, and I feel like I can, you know, go out there and play wherever. So, you know, I'm really excited to just, you know, get a chance to go out there and compete and elevate this linebacker room.
All right, I got one more question. What's your best playing weight? What do you think from a comfort standpoint? What do you like to play at weight-wise?
So anything between, you know, 235 to, you know, 240. I play mainly at 235, though, and I think I've done pretty well at it. So I'll just say, you know, 235 is a pretty good weight for me.
Jalen, Mike Dettillier, I remember when you came out of high school, but – I got told a lot about you from your former defensive line coach, Bo Davis. Because Bo was telling me, man, we got a guy here, Mike, you got to watch him.
Man, he was your guy, man. He sold me on you real quick. And, man, he talked about, he said, can Jalen drop in coverage? And he said he plays the run real well.
And he said, man, we think about blitzing him some, too, a little bit more. So your relationship there with Bo Davis and, man, he spoke praises of you as a player, and also he said as good a player as he's a human being. Man, he's a super dude in life.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bo, man, I love that dude. You know, his I'd say for, you know, Coach Bo was definitely inspiration for me just because of his passion. He's real passionate about the game, and I kind of feel the same way about myself. And so, you know, I would love when he would get the team riled up. You know, unfortunately, he's the D-line coach, so I wasn't around him as much as my boys like, you know, Byron Murphy or Tavondre Sweat and those guys. But, you know, being a linebacker, you work hand-in-hand with the D-line. And so I got to know him, and, you know, we got to work together, and it was just pretty cool just to see how we all bonded together. Man, but that's, you know, it's not enough words, good words you can say about him and how he develops and helps his guys out. And, you know, I'm just really glad that, you know, he appreciated me for everything I did because I appreciate him. So,
Jalen, one of the things is this year, you know, people had labeled Texas all the all potential team. They don't get it done. Man, you guys got to the so close to the big show, and being able to get into that deal. So close. Yeah. Your thoughts on the season for Texas, because I think the one area a lot of people didn't think y'all would be as good at is on defense. You knew you could score because you had some firepower, but how well you guys played on the defensive side of the football. And to beat Alabama, you know, in Alabama, man, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. I think kind of what I was just saying, you know, that development, you know, that passion we had on defense and, you know, the guys that we had that were willing to go out there and play and elevate that whole defense. It was a long process. You know, it wasn't just 1 year. It wasn't 2 years. It was, you know, 3-4 years. And so I think, you know, us just putting in that work continuously allowed us to kind of, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, the hard work we put in. And it kind of showed this last year where, you know, we were able to go, you know, we were one of the top defenses in the country. You know, we were able to do things that people didn't think we would. And ultimately, you kind of see it in this draft of, you know, how many guys that we had that were, you know, ballers. And specifically defense, you know, that D-line, you know, no one can mess with them. And then the rest of us, we kind of just, you know, we gelled together, we bonded together, we played good. And it was pretty cool to, you know, just to be a part of that experience and be, you know, a leader, a captain on that defense. Because, you know, those are my brothers for life now. And so there's nothing I wouldn't take. And I'm just really, you know, I'm just glad that I got that experience under my belt of, you know, being on a team and understanding how you got to develop and, you know, work your way up. So, you know, I'm ready for this next phase. So,
Jalen, this is Mike Haas. I do the play-by-play for the Saints radio. And, you know, so many stats that jump out, and Mike Dettelier brought up one, and that it would be 6 interceptions. I mean, you talk about baller, you talk about nose for the football. I mean, just talk about that and the ability to, because that's a significant number for your position.
Well, you know, Mike, I swear I could have played tight end, so I got hands. But, I would say I just kind of learned from my coaches. Just they taught us how to, you know, play coverage and kind of helped us understand the scheme of our defense and, you know, what the quarterback liked to see and, you know, depending on what looks, you know, where they would look and kind of stuff like that. So I think just being a sponge and soaking up the info that and the knowledge that my coach has given me allowed me to go out there and make the plays that we had talked about in the film room. And so it's one thing to get there, but, you know, you got to catch the ball. And so, you know, luckily, God blessed me with some good hands, so I was able to just make the most of my opportunities. I will say I dropped a few, too, so I could have had more. I still think about those a little bit. But, you know, I will say, you know, coverage is definitely a plus in my game. And I'm looking to, you know, even elevate it even further in the NFL. So I'm excited.
And, Jalen, just one quick. I know you were invited. Did you go to the Senior Bowl?
I was invited. I didn't end up going. I battled through an injury, you know, late in the season. And it was just like the game was too soon and I hadn't fully recovered yet. So I didn't get the chance to go.
No problem. I mean, it was an honor to be invited. I was just going to follow up with a question because Spencer Rattler was there, but I wanted to make sure I knew you were invited. But anyway, great day, man, for you. You know, coming to a great city, you're going to love it.
How much special teams work have you seen, Jalen?
Oh, I've seen a lot. I played special teams early on my freshman year. I climbed my way up the ladder and ended up starting on, you know, a couple of special team units as a freshman. And, you know, that was huge because the main thing is, you know, special teams is kind of sometimes special teams is the way that you kind of, you know, add value to yourself. And it allows you to get your other opportunities of getting on the field. And, you know, playing your position. So, you know, for me, I understand that, you know, special teams is going to be something that I'm going to have to compete in and, you know, grind and make the team better. And so, you know, I'm willing to do whatever they want me to. I have no problem doing it. So I'm really excited to just, you know, be able to go out there and compete in special teams and in the linebacker room and all that good stuff. So,
Jalen, I know you're a Texas guy born, went to high school there, college there, but you do have some Louisiana family ties.
I do. I got a little bit. You know, I got my dad's side. They're downstairs. They couldn't believe it. But, yeah, so I got a lot of Louisiana family. And, you know, it's not going to be a far trip to go to one of the home games. So I think they're excited about that. I'm not unfamiliar with the NOLA culture either. I was just out there actually, you know, January. We had our playoff game out there, and I had a blast. So I'm just really excited to, you know, be able to embrace it fully. And you know, I can't wait to, you know, have the fans supporting me, cheering me on, you know, cheering the city on. And it's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing. I can't wait.
What was your pro team? Did you grow up pulling for the Cowboys? If you did, it's okay.
I wasn't a Dallas Cowboys growing up. You know, growing up, my favorite player was Adrian Peterson. So I grew up kind of like in the Vikings. I mean, I was probably it. You know, the Vikings, I couldn't really get with the Cowboys growing up.
No worries. Well, hey, look, the Saints are paying you now, so that'll be the team that you pull from.
No, that's my team now.
The team on the bottom of the check.
Well, Jalen, on that note, as a new member of the Saints, we ask this of all the new draft picks. Give us a big who dat for the fans.
Who dat, baby? Let's go.
All right.
Well done.
Definitely appreciate the time. Thank you, Jalen. Best
of
luck. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.